यदिदं मनसा वाचा चक्षुर्भ्यां श्रवणादिभिः न श्रुतं गृह्यमाणं च विद्धि मायामनोमयम्। Yes, that which, hidden, this word, manasa, by the mind, vacha, by speech, chakshubhyam, by the eyes, shravana adibhi, by the ears and the senses, shravana adibhi, I'm sorry. Nashwaram, temporary, Gariyamanam, that which is being accepted or perceived, Cha and Vidhi, you should know, Maya, Manahamayam, is only imagined to be real by the influence of Maya. How nice it is. This opens our eyes. Whatever we see, whatever we perceive, maybe, is manomayam, by mind and speech and other senses. So all imagined to be real by the influence of Maya. Your gold is not real. So leave the ring here. Just lay down. Man, this is the point. Really, I'm telling you the truth.
But my duty is not real.
Well, but you don't need, so somebody must need. You did. Intelligence is there. Crochet intelligence. Crooked in there. I mean to say, no, this is sexual unmilitar man. It's forced open the eyes. Otherwise, we are all thinking that this building is real. This land is real. How much power do you have? He had nothing in his hand. The land is already in our possession. The land which we are talking about with him, he is under the impression that land is not in the earth. And he says, he thinks that he is owner. Whereas we have already possessed the land. The thing is that apart from this unreality of the whole thing, again the pride is there, which makes us blind. Light forces the living entities to be completely blind. I do. Reality we don't understand. If reality everybody understands, there won't be any battles or wars, misunderstanding, nothing at all. This verse is beautiful. Yadidam manasa vacha. Yadidam manasa vacha. Chakshurbhyam shravanadivi. And then again, Nashwaram gariyamanancha. Gariyamanancha means I have already accepted it as truth. This is gariyamanam. And this is Nashwaram. What is the meaning of Nashwaram? It is
temporary.
Very temporary. Nashwaram means not only temporary, but destructible. Nashwar. There is a meaning. Temporary is wrong meaning. It's not temporary. It's all completely vanishing. And yesterday I thought, so far I was thinking that the glass, you know, glass piece, what deterioration is there? Unless it is broken. Glass is glass. But yesterday we learned that our glass is glass there on the car, but it is dead. Surprised to know that. Means deterioration is non-stop in this material world. That is Nashwara. Murli is getting old day by day. I am not. That is the way. Gariyamananchu. Yeah, no, I only see others. Me, I don't. He said, Murli is passing away. But my case is which? No, I will be here all the time. Who is going to conduct this? He said, our pride makes us completely ignorant and blind. That is the thing. If only we can remember these words and try to arrange our activities, it will be very nicely. Everywhere it will be Nandanvan, Gokula, Vaikuntha. There won't be any trouble at all. But we think that we are the owners. I have my bungalow, I am going to be in bungalow for all the time. Nothing worse. Nothing worse. Really, just meditate. Yadi dham manasa vacha. By mind and by speech. The chakshur vyam. What is chakshur vyam? Eyes. Shravanadevi. Then hearing, touch, etc. All the senses. Nashwaram, that which is destroyed, which is being destroyed daily, we have taken it as granted that it is real. And that is all manomaya, what is it? Maya?
Maya.
Maya manomaya. Viddhi. Viddhi means you must know. Viddhi is the order again. Krishna orders Uddhava. So he sleeps. And Uddhava knew everything. Even then Krishna knows that the living entity like us, who are living beings, are still ourselves. So yes, he is ordering it. Viddhi, Maya. The mana, Maya. And Manomayam is only imagined to be real by the influence of Maya.
How does this influence work?
Hmm?
The influence of Maya, how does it work?
There is nothing in it worth. I can't hold the lead. But so many people are buying the lead, making the compounds. Nothing we can hold. You are rich. Where is your money? Not on you. There are no bundle of notes. They are not hanging here. My dear Uddhava. The material universe that you perceive through your mind. Speech. Eyes.
Eyes.
Yes. And other senses. Is as illusory. Creation that one imagines to be real due to the influence of Maya. In fact, you should know that all of the objects of material senses are temporary. But this we doesn't digest. We know maybe, but we don't digest it. Because we don't want. If you digest it means I have to leave my possessions. That I don't want. In any case, I don't want to leave mine. Philosophy can talk. Blah, 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 blah. All over China, all over America, all over England, all over India. Philosophy is going on. But nothing is following. In our temple committees, at least some percentage are there in which you are following. Full is impossible for us. The body is there. But percentage is there. And till that time the temple committees are following. Till this principle is there. Otherwise, temple communities cannot stand. This is the corollary of this. Because the principle is all right. But you go out and not a single person is followed of this. You cannot enter the shop. You have to stand on the counter. To that extent we possess. Houses are completely locked and barred and what not. Can't enter the compound even. What to talk of the house? And the reality is reality. It is all going to be destroyed. The bodies for which we do possess all these things. themselves, every moment, they're going to destroy it. And then, in order to take comfort that I'm all right, we take the help of the doctors.
Again,
why? Because possessiveness is there. So, in order to possess, I must have some shelter. So, other shelters cannot work regarding the body. So they think that medicine will definitely give a long life. And we know now that even those people, they are fed up with the medicines in Western world also. They want to find out some alternative medicine. When somebody took drugs in America, and he is a young boy, hardly 20 years old maybe, and then he was arrested or whatever, sent into mental hospital. Drugged and beat again. And you know in mental hospitals. What treatment is there?
Horrible.
Oh, really?
All patients beat each other.
Huh?
Patients beat each other.
Yeah, they're mental.
Yeah, everything is going on.
I don't know.
Like hell. Hell.
Huh?
Hellish.
Really?
They urinate on each other, they have sex and they do everything.
Can you imagine that? The mockery of the humanity, human existence. Instead, why can't you come to Prabhupada and chant? These boys, since they leave home, they have to move about nearly 45 minutes. To collect all the boys. So they perform Harinam. They don't talk nonsense. They don't make noise in the car. It's a continuous Harinam is going on. If Harinam is not there, the hell is there already. This is. Here also, we can improve the hell, provided we are really genuine about it. But Murli is not genuine. So Murli prefers hell. What to do? He says, I don't want your heaven. You manage your Vaikuntha. I want a hell. So now on 23rd, again re-entry into the hell. What to do? Murli is lost case. I mean to say, really, if you want to sacrifice, we are not really sacrificing. Everybody is going to be destroyed. However, the body you want to pamper is not going to survive. It is destructive. So why to pamper it?
Everything.
Yes.
Millions of cells die.
Yeah, and again
they die.
And again recreated.
Yes.
Otherwise, you cannot survive. I don't know how this process goes on for 80, 90 years.
I don't know what's
going on. It's impossible. Unless he is merciful. And we don't see him. We see anything else. There is Maya. Reality we don't see. So realization is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samhatma Sadhurlava. Everywhere Krishna is there. That is reality. Black Sea is also water. Red Sea is also water. And the Blue Sea also is water. But we have divided. Red Sea is there, Black Sea is there. Mediterranean is ours. Mediterranean is mine.
Arabic
is Arabs. The Indian Sea ocean is India's. And India is suffering from water. There is no water, man.
That's such a big ocean.
Indian ocean. How big Maya is there? Ocean, the owner of the ocean doesn't have water to drink. And then he thinks of, I own land in Rajkot. I'm a big businessman. Yeah. Yesterday, that body is full of stool and urine, covered with all woolen blankets.
Yes, yes,
yes. Are we looking at the people who came to see were very happy with kurta.
Yes, everyone was more happy. Yeah,
more happy than him. And I don't know what enjoyment he had.
He put four ACs on four sides on, and then he covered all his body. Stop the AC and uncover your money.
And that's it.
No.
And then he wants to save money.
What is this? He was fully covered.
Man, even a small child can understand.
Take your clothes, switch off the AC and that's it. Open the window.
The window, somebody is not going to shoot him through window. And what checking was there? Anybody can take a gun.
Yeah.
Go inside. And as soon as the gun sound is there, other people will run away. They'll shout and scream and go away. They will save themselves. This is peace. It's a great illusion. Very. And he is thinking that I'm spending for my security. So much I am secure. Reality is completely different. And here is a great show of trees and bridges and cars and this and that. And in the end there is nothing. Please try to understand these things and come to the terms with your own situation that somewhere or the other we have to pass this life in service of Krishna and finish it off. That's it. Otherwise there is no other better use. As it is, he is going to slip away. Read again the translation. Read.
What is the use of procrastination?
No. There is no need.
Destructive. What is the use of procrastination?
But we want to prolong. Yeah, I want to prolong my... Yesterday that lady who cooked for us, that old lady, when we went, she was telling that my BP is very high, blood pressure. And in the evening she told, because you were here, now BP, there is no BP. See, this is the reality. It's not BP, but there is no... Oh, Jai, what is your name? And what is your father's name?
My father's name is Jan Kumar.
And what is your mother's name?
My mother's name is Meena Parak.
Very good. And what is your grandfather's
name? My grandfather's name is Kanubai Parak.
Very good. And what is your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name is Kanubai Parak.
Good, good. Now, who are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. Now, you know the grandfather's name. In your country, they don't know. If they have or not, I don't know. Anyway. Just a small...
Thank you.
See, how devotion. You don't have such devotion. This is reality. You are unreal. See the way he takes his own time. This is real education. That's what I thought. That instead of running around for the old persons, we should better catch this. And we are successful. And the word, our school's name is famous now. So soon, we'll have to have the building. And money is coming from Yugoslavia. See, as soon as money is in, I possess. I will have gold. I will have silver. And suits. How many suits? And Murli discusses Bhagavad. Read. Let them repeat. Translation.
My dear God, the material universe, that you perceive, through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, other senses, is in the usual creation. That one imagines, to be real, due to the influence of Maya. In fact, we should know that all of the objects in the material senses are temporary.
Very good. Read the purport.
The question may be raised that since we find good and bad qualities throughout the material world, how can Lord Krishna advise Uddhava to see everything equal? In this verse, Krishna explains that material good and evil are a creation of illusory energy, just as the object of a dream are a mental creation. As written in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Saramiti, Lord Krishna is actually everything because he is present within everything and everything. Within everything and everything. He is present within him. Krishna is Sarva Loka Mahesha, the Lord and Procreator of all of us. To see anything separate from Krishna is an illusion. An attraction to any kind of material illusion, either good or bad, is ultimately useless, since it obliges the living entity to continue wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching constitute the activities of the five knowledge-gathering senses. Similar, the voice, the hands, the legs, the anus, and the genital constitute the five working senses. These ten senses are organized around the mind, which is the center of materiality. When the living entity desires to explore the matter, he is covered by the three moods of nature. Thus he concocts different philosophical, political, and social explanations of reality, but never understand the absolute truth, Lord Krishna, who is beyond the contamination perception of material sense. Contaminated perception of material sense. One who is entangled in a network of material designations such as race, nationality, sectarian religion, political education, etc., is absorbed in the experience of combining his body and the other body with material sense objects, thinking that this sense object to be source of happiness and satisfaction. Unfortunately, the entire material world, along with the senses that experience it, is a temporary creation that will be annihilated by the time potency of the Supreme Lord. Despite our foolish hopes and dreams, there is no actual happiness on the material platform. The real truth is not material, nor is temporary. The real truth is called up or eternal soul, and among all eternal souls, one is supreme. It's called the personality of God, in his original form, he is known as Krishna. The knowledge gathering process culminates in perception of the inconceivable transcendental form of Krishna. One who is not perceiving Krishna and everything in Krishna is undoubtedly on the platform of mental construction. In this way,
this is a very nice sentence. Again,
one who is not perceiving Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna is undoubtedly on the platform of mental construction.
Undoubtedly
on the platform of mental
construction. They say, it's a concoction we are all in. Mulli is number one. This is the point. The thing is, we are always grappling with the immediate causes and not the remote cause. The immediate cause of supplying water is the government. Government. They have built the dam across Narmada River, then the canals, put the pipelines. So government thinks that I am the supplier, whereas they are not at all. Unless the dam is full, what the dam they are going to send? Dam is very nice word.
Yeah.
Dam. they all think that because of me, the water is come. They said that the first minister we went to, he was telling that we are supplying water now. When you can't piss even, what to talk of water? There will be blockage in kidney. Finish your water will not come out.
How will you supply me?
Okay.
You should get a supply yourself.
And not a single hair is black. Did you see that? It's complete. And he thinks that, oh, I am supplying the water. Drinking water he doesn't have really. And if you don't drink clean water, your kidneys are going to be blocked. How much darkness we are in. And this is illusory energy. Illusory energy is always dark. And that's why we like dark, you know. In Cosmoplex, when everything is closed and everything is dark, they enjoy darkness. And then some light is there and some figures are there. Just keep them busy. Otherwise they will go crazy inside. If the cinema film is not going on, the people will do hellish activities in the darkness. That's because unless your mind is diverted, you are going to act in a hellish way. If there won't have been picture, they'll beat each other and they kill each other and they cut each other and what not. You know? The same thing is in the metal hospital. So we are really, this world, the whole universe is a big mental hospital according to these words. Please remember this. Yadi nam manasa vacha. Yadi nam manasa vacha. चक्षुर्भ्याम् श्रवणादिभिः नश्वरं गृह्यमानं च विद्धि मायामनोयमयम्. इट्स् वेरि ईज़ि टु रिमेम्बर् यदीदं मनसा वाचा यदीदं मनसा वाचा चक्षुर्भ्यां श्रवणादिभिः नश्वरम्. दिस इज मेन क्वालिटी. दिस होल थिंग विच इज पर्सीव्ड by 10 senses and mind is all nashwaram, destructible. It doesn't have any existence. There is a nashwaram. And grahyamanancha, I have taken it as a reality. How much we are misguided by this, that we have to judge. As soon as you are consumed by these things, then you won't behave all right. Your behavior is completely wrong. Your thinking is wrong. And thinking is completely opposite to the effect. There is the effect is that nothing is going to survive. So maybe something is in our hand, so we do good, as much good as possible. That is the way. but we don't really come to these terms. It's very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. Why can't this go into your head? Come on, Muli. Tell me your experience.
Because I think I'm still this body.
Huh?
Because I think I'm still this body.
This body reality means body's positions are yours. And that's why I'm telling you, leave the goal here. My point is only one. Your ring should not go with you. The thing is, at the moment I don't have any other attention at all. The thing is not only this, but we go so many places we visit. Everywhere the ahankar is there. Everywhere. Everywhere. Yesterday is this personified ahankar. Yesterday is this person. Mahankar. Everywhere. Even a shopkeeper. He has ahankar. This in my field nobody should enter. Or house. Particularly the big houses. Whole house is empty. There is nobody.
Yes.
Two dogs are running. And even then nobody is allowed. There are so many things which we are following because of this misunderstanding of this whole situation. And misunderstanding is so high that we spread the miseries everywhere. Misery is misery. Really like misery. There was one shopkeeper in one rich person in Dwarka. So he had a shop, big shop here. So he had a nice frontage. Nice frontage he had. Shop frontage, you know. So his manager told him that why can't we have two shops here in the frontage? We can collect more rent. So he gave a very nice answer. He said, don't teach me how to earn money. His manager was getting clever, thinking that his boss would be pleased that he is showing the way to make money. He said, see, this front is open at the moment, so plenty of pilgrims are coming here. And in sunshine, the powerful sun is there. So we have shade here. So they take rest here till we are taking lunch. Shop is closed. So this rest is more important to me than the money. Do you understand? He thought about the pilgrims. But he knew. Then maybe he may earn something more. But then their rest will be sacrificed. So for him the rest was... This is somewhere. Somewhere the spark of realization is there. But it's not the whole life is sacrificed. Only part, yeah. But there is something. And that is, this pious land is there. The whole of Bharatvarsha, whole of India, is a pious land. So there is always some feeling for the others. Whereas in another land, there are no feelings for others either.
So, you spoke about the equal vision. There cannot be equal vision if ahankar is one.
Yeah.
It's
not possible. Ahankar means I want to earn more.
How can
and no, not only that. But the governments are going completely crazy. The taxation is so very high. That now people are forced to work, find out sources of income. Yeah. And they will do anything. Now then they have to pay the taxes. So this is the point. Formerly, king was benevolent. They were always taking advices of Rishi. That's what Jashuvati told him yesterday. But it just went over his head.
He was saying something. He
wasn't here. He said, philosophy in Vandi. I don't want to hear philosophy.
I don't want to hear.
This is death for him. This philosophy is death for him. There's ahankar. You know.
Yes.
He said, I am Rishi, I am king.
He said that.
Yeah. He thinks that he is a Rishi. He is not married. 7 dog also doesn't marry. That means the dog is Rishi. But unmarried is not a qualification. This is the thing. We find out some qualification to be proud. But I am not unmarried. I am very honest. 4 ACs around. How can you be honest?
Four ACs. All over
the world. Oh, yeah. What's it? Jai. Nikhil bhai, paisa kama? Kamani kare jan tu? Kamani kare tu?
Aaj
reja. Aaj reja. Aaj reja. Aaj reja. Andharo na divas se. Kev che? Saru jan? Karo ugan na disjan. Taru koi nadi? Tidha ni khabar? Taru koi nadi?
Khabar
chi? એ અમે એ સમજાવી છે આ લોકો કે આપણું કોઈ છે નહીં અને ભગવાનનું બધું છે. હરી માને નહીં કે મારી પલ્સર મારી, બીજું બધું ભગવાનનું. ધી થિંગ ઇઝ હી ઇઝ કોન્ટ્રાક્ટર. હી સેઝ ધેટ મોટરસાયકલ ઇઝ માઇન, રેસ્ટ ઓફ ઇટ ઇઝ ક્રિશ્નસ. હા, ઓનલી વન મોટરસાયકલ.
He's good.
No, he's good. No. Satisfied.
What day?
Honest.
One day you will get rid of bike.
And he has his own way to obtain the bike also. Very costly bike he has. So he just, he's his own way. The thing is, that because we have the body, so we are given some concession to possess something, but that is minimum. Minimum is the word. Murli wants maximum. How many suits you have?
Five, six.
Six. And you are not putting all the suits together.
It's the same kind of...
No. But even then we want to have.
Possess.
An excessive possession increases cup. That is Ayurvedic principle. In Ayurvedic it is clearly written that all this behavior, the behavior which is empty, Bhagavatam, is the cause of our deterioration. But we are fortunate enough that we may have inability. But most of the time we are out.
How to balance money? You need money. Money must.
Must. No, that is what.
Because at that time, no, how to be, how to function.
No, but see, as I told you, the government is wrong.
Yes.
We are not fit for this democracy. There must be one king. So one king, how much is going to spend? One family could be very nicely maintained. Then all this to be maintained. When every time the new lord comes, they're hungry. So people go on feeding everybody. And they don't have anything to be paid. Yes, sir. But whatever he is. So even this situation also, only chanting will relieve us. Chanting Krishna's names will relieve them. Somewhere there Krishna is in
this. Excessive.
Somewhere the other we have to do it. And because we are in need, the medical expenses are very high. So many things are there. So we don't know really how much we are in trouble. And that's why we try to collect
more and more.
And collection always kills us. Unless it is used for Krishna. Otherwise collection is very bad. Hoarding is very bad unless it is used for Krishna. For Krishna, everything purifies. But otherwise it's not. The money which we are spending to come to India is really worth it. So here, because you don't get anything, even then you get sunshine. Climate. Now we have so many times we have come here. As far as land here, as if we have nothing to worry about. Come and your condition is not that good. I mean to say economically also. But even then you are managing. Everywhere. And nicely. So those who are nicely replaced there should try to put this principle into place. At least to get relieved. They should leave this place. And those who can, they should never leave this place. And at least, to some extent, we should try to put these principles. Is 100% true. Now, how much true you can put into practice depends upon your condition, and to that percentage, you will have happiness or misery. If you don't follow, miserable condition. And we are always see under the name of our relations or friends or acquaintances, we are always find out some soft corner. I mean to say, we want to associate with the people wherein we can get some love. Love. Loving entity. Every living entity is hankering of loving entity. Every, without fail. And that is also very true in the domain of Krishna also. When I was just going to Bombay, before even we had started Dwarka, I was visiting Bombay temple. And these boys will come to me. This group is a group. And the whole group is now with me nearly. They are scattered here and there. And these two are exceptions. And since they came, they were beginning from beginning. They were telling that we are going to stay. So I didn't believe them. But eventually, now after 12 years, it is the fact. And it's only talking